What up, what up, what up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast, it's your audible boo thing. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. Amber Smiles Jones is in the building. Hi, I'm me, your audible boo thing. Let's get started. Oh, and DJ Hey Cousin is here.
Hello, it is me, Wesley, aka DJ Hey Cousin. It's nice to meet you once again.
Oh, great. All right, so he's here. So let me go ahead and start with this. If you missed last week's episode, you definitely missed a good one, because DJ Hey Cousin and I, well, we attacked each other on a political level. And so what we did was we created attack ads using audio clips from previous podcast episodes. And we did exactly pretty much what politicians do all the time. We bent the truth. So
I mean, you know, just a slight contort, you know, just a little bit of yoga on the truth.
Yeah, a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So if you missed it, no worries. It's waiting for you. So take a listen to last week's episode if you missed it. All right, so today I got some fun stuff in the bag for you. Got a game. We got something coming from my favorite website, thesmokinggun.com, and a few other things. So let's go and get started. Subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show support for this podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can actually leave comments down below directly the episode that you're listening to. So go ahead and make sure you guys do that. All right, it's time to go ahead and get into our POC Excellence segment. You ready for this?
Yes, let's pray some folks.
Oh, man, it's going to be a good one. I'll give you a hint. His name is Tupac. Ooh. Coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
My next door neighbor?
So in 2019... Tupac Mosley, yes, there's more than one Tupac, I know.
What? That's crazy.
I know. Actually, I actually looked this up because I was like, I wonder how many Tupacs are out there. So I did some Googling, okay, and I found out that the name Tupac has origins in the indigenous, Quechua, I think that's how you say it, language in South America. All right, so it's primarily spoken in Peru and Bolivia. In Quechua, I think that's how you say it, it's Quechua.
All right, y'all, she's trying.
Well, I spelled this as you could try.
What? Okay, say it again.
Look, right here.
Let me see.
Right here. How you say that?
Quechua.
Quechua. So yeah. I was right the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, I was overthinking it. All right, so in Quechua, Tupac, sometimes spelled Tupac, like with a T-U, then that little dot over the U, you know what I'm saying, the little line, and then P-A-C, or Tupac with a T-U-P-A-Q is another way that they spell it. So it means royal or noble. So the name Tupac symbolizes strength, resilience, and a connection to indigenous heritage. Mm. Now, I just schooled y'all on Tupac, so let me get back to the newer Tupac, who has definitely earned his name. So we got Tupac Mosley, then 17, faced homelessness after his father's death. And despite these challenges, he was able to graduate as valedictorian from Raleigh Egypt High School in Memphis, Tennessee, with a 4.3 GPA.
Mm.
He's a man now, because he's over 18 now. But at this time,
this young man is
He can like
man,
vote
man.
And stuff.
He's still a man,
so,
man though. Yeah.
You know, you can go to war. You can
all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, anyways, the point is, homeboy is inspiring. Okay.
Yeah,
so
despite
all the hardships that he's faced, he remains focused on his education, holding on to his dreams to attend in college. Now, speaking of which, during his senior year, he applied to multiple colleges and received over $3 million in scholarship offers from over 40 institutions. Impressive feat, boy, I tell you what.
And I'm sure he didn't get that in EBT either. He got that in grants, you know what I'm saying?
And it was such a big thing, it actually gained national attention. So ultimately, he did choose to attend Tennessee State University, where he planned to study electrical engineering. And his story, I tell you what, stands a testament to resilience, dedication, and the importance of community support, because he credits his success to his teachers, his mentors, his local organizations that helped him find temporary housing and stability while he's trying to pursue all his studies right now. So that's fire. So I would say definitely Tupac stands the test of the time to what his name actually means. He's an inspiration to a lot of young people who are facing a lot of similar challenges. And he's actually showing them that, you know, that academic success and personal growth, it is achievable no matter what.
Yeah, it's a reminder, man, that in the world we live in now more than ever, that it doesn't take nearly as much as it used to gain success. It doesn't. As long as you can just find a way to gain access to those resources, bunker down and study, and you know what I'm saying, lock in, you can make some real things happen.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I want to end this segment with the quotes from the Tupac we all know and love. Life is a wheel of fortune, and it's my turn to spin it.
Hey.
All right, so I've got the sign you're all waiting for. Coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so I came across these funny-ass signs online that I just had to share. So, DJ Hey Cousin, are you ready to be wowed by the internet?
First of all, if a person is not ready to be wowed at pretty much any given moment, then something's going on.
No facts. So I found these signs on Yahoo.com. First off, I forgot Yahoo was a thing.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Exist.
I go straight to Google for everything.
They're on their last toe, but yeah.
So they were up there with, I would say, like with like AskJeeves.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Remember them?
Yep.
There's Bing. Yeah. Hey, Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Dang. Yeah. Give you a pop soda later.
So I was scrolling around looking for some content, actually for work.
Yeah.
And I came across this, and I was like, "Ooh, this is good. I'm gonna put this at a sign." So I came across this here, and this is on Yahoo Life actually, and looks like it's a BuzzFeed article, but it's "Pardon my obnoxious laugh, but these 37 signs are so hilarious I actually can't contain myself." That's literally the entire title of that.
That's
my
the
God.
Whole title.
That's a lot of mouth. That's a lot of mouth. The first one grabbed me, so I was like, "Ooh, let's share these."
Yeah.
So this sign is one of my favorites. It's the very first one on here. It literally says, "No crime between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. That's what it says. Look at the sign. No crime.
Everybody, no crime.
Hey, but you know
six
what?
To six.
7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Do what the fuck you
want
to do.
You know what I'm saying? Jaywalk all you want.
Oh, yeah. I'm littering. I'm murdering. I'm just doing all the things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I thought that was hilarious.
Loiter all you want.
All I want.
All right. Litter a little bit. Do a little bit of littering.
And then the next one is interesting. It says, this is a sign that devolves into a bit of madness. This is a place called Loretta's. It looks like it's in New Orleans, but it says here, no alcohol, no profanity, no smoking, no nudity, and no penguins.
Oh, man.
Can't have penguins there.
I can't bring Jerry with me?
No, bro.
Dang.
Sorry.
Sorry, Jer Bear. You can't come with us.
Sorry about it. Seems a little, like a little penguin-ish, if you
ask
me.
I would. I'd make a penguin sound if I remember what they sound like.
Nope, I don't know.
I don't know.
We give our best. Yeah, what's your best penguin? Send that in.
Yeah, send your
send
best
in your
penguin
best
impression.
Penguin signs. Yeah. All right. So here's another one here. It says not for butt, $8, and they spell butt with B-U-T-T.
I'm sorry, but that looks like it's for butt.
I know. I don't really know what it is. It looks like anal beads on a keychain. That's what it looks like to me.
It's very phallic. I can tell you that much for damn sure.
I mean, you can definitely put it in your butt. I just don't understand what it is.
I was about to say, like, how about you put the name of the actual thing and then under that put not for butt?
Yeah.
That'd be more helpful.
That was interesting. Okay.
Was. Very, very.
So we got a sign here from, looks like Wendy's, because I recognize Dave's Singles.
Hmm.
So on the menu here, and there's a sign on the on the menu that's in the to go. What do you call to go button? That's in the drive through.
On the drive through window.
Yeah. It says we are short staffed. Please be patient with staff that did show up. There is a demon in the fridge. No one wants to work anymore.
Hey, bro. Ghostbusters aren't here yet. They're not scheduled for at least till 8. So we just gotta hang tight. I don't know what to tell you. All right.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Unless you want demonic fries.
I don't know about you, but I could definitely go for some demonic fries right about now.
See. Yeah. All right.
Like, if I'm going to cheat on my diet, I'm going all the way in.
Hey, let me get the poltergeist spicy chicken sandwich.
Hey, does that come with a side of possession? All right, so the next one looks like it's a truck yard. And it's a sign that they put together themselves, and it says, "Is butt cheeks one word, or should I spread them apart?" I don't even know why that's there.
Because it's hilarious. That's why. Because it's hilarious.
It's got nothing to do with their business
at all. But somebody had a good idea. They had, and they wanted it to be seen.
Now here's one that I'm enjoying here. This is the waiting room sign in a doctor's office, and it says, if you die whilst, I love that they use whilst, by the way.
Yeah.
If you die,
classic.
Right? If you die whilst waiting to see the doctor, please cancel your appointment. I need this to just be a joke sign that, like, they got off Amazon and that's not in a doctor's office.
First of all, I mean, one would hope that if you're at the hospital, you're there with someone. So, you know, that second person would most likely cancel your appointment. And I'm just trying to think logically amongst the, you know, whilst this is happening.
I love that. All right, I got a couple more. You ready?
Yeah.
There's another sign that is posted outside an apartment pool, it appears to be. And it says, do not enter the pool if you are ill with diarrhea.
You know, one would think that would be like, you know, a given, but
there's a reason they had to put that sign on that fucking.
Oh yeah, that
probably
was
happened more than once.
Yeah, that was a post-event sign.
Hey, please don't shit in our pool. That's pretty much what that sign says.
Yeah, like, hey, please don't do what you did last week in the pool.
Yeah, and that's a fair ask.
Here's a
honestly.
Sign just for that.
I mean, fair ask. All right, here's another one. Almost done here. This is a sign that is being hung over the highway. Okay, and it says here, who hates speeding tickets? Raise your right foot.
That's a good one.
I like it looks like it's one of those like signs that they like have that the government puts up in the highway, and it's like what do you call it? Like with the what is that called?
I forget.
Oh man, you're the like the
things,
IT guy.
The lights,
was it
street hazard lights?
No. It's like street light signs. Yo, we are not high, I swear.
No. The lights they use for construction.
Yes.
When they're trying to,
but you can read it. Electronic yeah. signs.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Listen, if you come to this podcast for education, sorry.
Don't know what to tell you.
We're not good at a lot of things, all like right. speaking.
Sometimes I'm not. All right, doodle. How about that? See,
this is iconic right here. According to this one, it says here. This is a sign that's on a park bench. It looks like it says, "In loving memory of me, I'm not dead yet. Just self-centered." That's a lovely sign.
That is. That's, you know what, you know, many people should have that sign.
That's a lovely sign.
If you know what, if people knew that existed, there would be a lot of those.
Facts. Ooh, I just lied. This one's funny. Last one, swear to God. All right, so this one here is interesting. It says, it looks like one of those signs that you can like literally just put in the letters and stuff yourself. And it says,
oh, the business signs.
Yeah, the business signs. It says, before we work on artificial intelligence, why don't we do something about natural stupidity? I mean,
you know what?
I'm down.
There's so many things we still got to work on in our own house. before we, you know, start bringing new stuff in. You know, let's work on what we already got problems with. How about that?
Yeah, let me tell you something. We got a lot of problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up next, sometimes song lyrics aren't what they seem without the music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to look into that.
Let's look into that.
On the Professionally Silly Podcast. That was fun.
Yeah.
I made it longer.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Let's play a game I like to call Unlyrical. I just made it up. I don't even know if it's good.
Oh, wow. Is that a real word? Doesn't matter.
Nope. So I have no idea why I named it that, but here we are. I actually might change it in the future. I don't know.
We'll see.
So what we do is we're going to read the lyrics to a song, but we're going to change the tone of it. So DJ Hey Cuz, and here's the thing. You can pick your own song, but it doesn't, and it needs to be a well-known song, obviously. But I get to choose the tone that you read it in.
Mm.
Okay? It might be creepy. It might be calming. It might be whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Okay.
All right, cool. So we'll just go ahead, take a second. You can choose your song, and then I will choose my song, and you will also get to choose my tone. Sound fun? He is already looking for it, y'all.
All right.
He already looking. We'll be back in 30,000 minutes. All right, so DJ Hey Cousin has chosen his song. He's going to tell us. And then I'm going to give you the tone of how I want you to read these lyrics. No singing, no rapping, just reciting them is what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So what is the song that you chose?
My song chosen is Careless Whisper by George Michael.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
I chose the same song.
Are you serious?
No, you stupid bitch. You almost looked upset that we really didn't choose the same song. Oh, that was funny. Okay, I'm sorry. That was hilarious. All right, so, no, I didn't choose that. Also, interesting choice. Okay. Let me see the lyrics. Because, like, I think I know the song, but I need to see it so I know what to go here. Okay. I want you to read this in like a creepy stalker kind of way.
Creepy stalker way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Careless Whisper, George Michael, creepy stalker. Let's see how this sounds.
I'm gonna sing the main part.
I'm gonna sit back so I'm not on the mic because I feel like I'm gonna laugh. I don't wanna be all loud.
All right, you say creepy stalker?
Yeah.
All right.
I want you to creep somebody out with this.
Tonight, the music seems so loud. I wish that we could lose this crowd. Maybe it's better this way. We'd hurt each other with the things we want to say. We could have been so good together. We could have lived this dance forever. But now, who's gonna dance with me? Please stay. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feeling? I got no rhythm.
Creepy. Now you're starting to try to have sex with people. Do you think creepy is sexy?
It's a fine line. I know you're not the fool.
That's enough.
It's enough. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Okay, I'm done. Okay,
that was so fucking. What? Why are you trying to turn people on? What was that? Also, you damn near ate the microphone. It was inside of your mouth.
Yeah, it was a little bit. Yeah, my bottom lip.
First of all, no one told you to impersonate Shannon Sharp in that shit. That's weird.
That was, hey man.
Okay,
I didn't mean to, but that's what came out of me.
That's what she said.
Yep. Okay. Now, what's yours?
My song is Touch It by Busta Rhymes.
Okay, let me see. Where you, which party you go to? Okay, all right, let me think.
I haven't decided. I mean, I kind of know, but, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, do it like you're crying. Like, or like you just got done crying.
Oh, my God. Like I just got dumped or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's going to be interesting. Yo, listeners, if you got your your phones, you can join on in. Read the lyrics. Okay. That is... okay. All right. I'm sad now.
You're sad. Yeah.
All right.
Just got dumped.
Touch it. Bring it. Babe. Watch it. Turn it. Leave it. Stop. Format it. Get low, bus. Who'll be the king of the south? Bust a bus back to just put a lock on the town. A lot of niggas be coming from miles around. See, they be coming because they know how the God get down. Turn it up.
Okay. It's pretty fucking sad.
I mean, it was dramatic and theatrical.
That was theatrical. You were more theatrical than sad.
Well, you were horny, so other than
that's
creepy
as fuck.
Yo, I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're definitely gonna bring that back. Maybe next time we'll choose each other's songs.
Yeah. let us know how y'all like those, and we'll see. We'll see if we can, you know, scoop up some more, something like that.
That's
right?
Crazy. I remember I got the idea from, I've seen it in a lot of things, actually. But most recently, The Bird Show did it.
Ah.
And they did it where the assignment was to take a paragraph from like this fairy porn stuff that a few of the co-hosts are really into.
Said that shit hella casually.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is. If you listen to the show, then you know. It's our thing. A quarter, what is, I don't know, something about fairies and porn, I don't know. Anyways, the assignment was to read that in like a calming tone, like on the calming app.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh, this is here, and we, you know, that shit. And so at some point, I don't know what happened, but Tommy just, you know, he did what he does, and he read some creepy, like, not, it wasn't creepy, but he was reading. He did the exact assignment.
Yeah.
But he read it as like a man, right?
Yeah.
But he's talking, he's reading a sex scene with who was a woman having sex with another man. And so it was so funny because he was super into it. He nailed it. And then like everybody's reaction to it was hilarious because they were like, what the fuck? Like,
what is happening? Wow.
It was really funny. So I was
That's a lot.
Yeah, I was like, let's see. So that might be fun. Maybe we'll find some sex scenes from like some old Zane books.
Oh my
Remember
God.
Zane back in the day?
Yes,
used to pass those around?
Yes, I recall.
In high school?
Yes, I
find
recall.
Some Jerome,
Zane.
What's his name? What the fuck?
Oh my God. Remember the, there was a Showtime show that was like Zane Chronicles.
Zane Chronicles.
And it was some of his stuff, or
I'm
her stuff, whoever Zane is.
I tell you what, this is definitely one of those videos that we can do. A lot once we get the studio up.
Oh yeah.
This video
up, no doubt.
The awkwardness of.
Oh, there's a lot
happened.
Of awkward stuff you're gonna see.
Oh, yeah.
Once the studio's up, and it's gonna be so awkward. It's gonna be great.
Fucking facts. Coming up next, this man stole something many of us pay good money for.
Yep. Love.
Next, right here, on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So, DJ, hey, cousin, what would you think was, like, the craziest thing you ever stole?
Well, that would be a pack of Skittles.
Wait, how old were you?
I was maybe 10 or 11.
And he's like, oh, yesterday. Earlier today, actually.
It was, I haven't stole many things in my life.
Same.
And, that was one of the few times where, like, it was a conscious decision. And it went horribly pretty much immediately.
You got caught?
Not necessarily. I stuffed the Skittles in my pants. And I'm there with my cousin. And right as I approach the door, the little noise pops up. Bing! As the door opens. And right when that happens, the bag of Skittles slides down my pants and hits my shoe. And it's not out of my pants, but I feel it. So I know if I move again, it's going to come out of my jeans. So I'm just stuck. I'm just frozen, trying to figure out how to get out of this. And the guy's looking at me. Go ahead. You know? My cousin's looking at me because he don't know what's going on. So I just make a run for it. And when I run, the Skittles fly off into the street.
Did you pick them up?
Yeah, I picked them up. They were out of sight by then. I was far enough away by then.
That's hilarious.
Never again.
Also, it's kind of crazy that the alarm went off for some Skittles.
God no, that damn. Was just like that was just the sound it makes when the door opens, when the sensor opens. So, like, there was a moment I thought that, but then I had to remind myself, like, oh no, this is what normally happens. I'm okay, but fuck, I'm still in a bind.
It was your guilt that made you think that was an alarm. Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay, so the craziest thing I ever stole was a Archie magnet, and it is on the refrigerator right now downstairs. And I stole it.
Constant reminder.
Right? I actually stole it on accident. it was crazy. We went to, I don't remember the name of the store, but it was like, you know where South Lake AMC is at?
Yeah.
Across the way, there's like all the shopping plazas where Media Play used to be. Mm-hmm. And like Circus City back in the day. I think there's a Best Buy there now and a Home Goods. Anyways,
yeah.
There was like a Michaels type store there. And we went there to get whatever the fuck my mom wanted to get. And I was like in elementary school and I was bored out of my fucking mind. But as you know, I collect Archie comics. Mm-hmm. So we came across the magnets, and the magnet section was always fun because they're always silly magnets. You had like ketchup bottle looking magnets, mm-hmm. and then you had magnets mm-hmm. that said funny things, you know. So I was like reading them, and I saw this Archie magnet, and I was like, ooh. And so I grabbed it, and so mom's like, okay, let's go. And because I wanted to ask her to buy it, it was like $2.99 or something.
Yeah.
And I wanted her to buy it for me. But then I don't know what happened. At some point, I ended up putting that magnet in my pocket, and I completely fucking forgot. I don't know why I put it in my pocket. I really wasn't trying to steal it. I just didn't want to hold it anymore, I guess. I don't fucking know.
But just then, had it in your hand, hoping there'll be a moment for you to ask. And it's just like, oh, you know, I'll just.
Yeah, I was waiting for the right moment. And then she was like mad at me for, I think I wasn't keeping up or something. I don't know. And so we get to the register, and I completely forget that this magnet's in my fucking pocket.
Yeah.
And then she pays for stuff. We leave. Legit wasn't until we got home I find this magnet in my pocket, and I felt horrible about it. I told mom. I told her I felt bad because I thought I stole.
Oh.
I thought I stole. And so I don't remember if we ended up going back and paying for it, or she was like, well, all I know is that magnet is still downstairs.
It's still here to this day.
On the refrigerator right now. Anyways, this guy stole a lap dance.
What?
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. This guy stole a lap dance.
How dare you just pivot to that, just unceremoniously.
You're welcome. So we, on thesmokinggun.com, this is the title that got me. Man, 27 arrested on lap dance larceny charge.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a new one.
Meets Mohammed Abdullah Alibilan. I don't know how to say his last name. The 27-year-old Pennsylvania man was arrested yesterday on a petty theft charge for allegedly stealing a lap dance. So I'm going to just call him Muhammad because that last name is crazy. I can't say
it. Yeah, that's fine. That's
Muhammad,
fine.
I mean, he's a thief. Who cares? Muhammad was buying a service from a woman inside the Florida strip club. Florida? Inside a Florida strip club.
Got another one.
Another one where he refused to pay the $40 service fee. All right, so seen above, there's this photo. I'll be posting that. Muhammad sought to leave the Rain nightclub in Clearwater without paying for the 2:45 a.m. private dance. Clearwater, Florida. I tell you what.
Clearwater, Florida.
I brought that city up many times in our Florida stories. Clearwater, get it together.
So, no, stay exactly how you are for this constant drip of content.
Yes. Keep the ludicrous behavior the same.
Yes.
So it goes on to say, a deputy collared Mohammed after being told by a club manager that the patron had not paid the $40. Charged with a misdemeanor theft, Mohammed was booked into the county jail, from which he was released the other night. So this was actually on, when was this, November 7th, so a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he was released later on that night after he was, later on that night after posting, of course, a $40 bond, which is hilarious.
Wow. Is that the stripper fee? What is that?
Literally the fee that he owed them. He owed the stripper. He paid to get out of jail.
Yeah, man. You know what? Just pay what you was going to pay her or you could leave.
Right. So a judge ordered him to stay away from Rain, the strip club, which features 55 televisions, 3 full liquor bars, 30 private dance rooms, and several VIP suites.
Oh, that sounds nice.
So shout out to them. So,
quite a place to get a little charge in.
There you go, man. He stole a lap dance. Good for him.
Good for him. He should be proud.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
I'm sure his mom talks about this all the time.
Well, I tell you what. There's one thing that I think would be helpful for his family, honestly, if they had a guy that could break the news to them that their son ain't doing too great, like he's not doing great. But I tell you what, Wes, aka DJ Hey Cousin, we have some bad news.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, who's gonna tell it to us?
Me, because you don't know what it is.
Okay, well, tell me.
All right. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Oh.
Just wait till I get ads. I can't wait to play those jokes. I know I said I had some bad news, and I technically do.
Yeah, which is bad news.
So
that you cliffhangered me with.
I shared him with you guys before, okay, and I'm bringing him back. The bad news is actually great news, because the bad news is the great news. Is that John Breaks Bad News is a part of this next segment here.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, John Breaks Bad News. So let's see.
That's why I asked who was breaking the... Okay.
If you're new here, you may not be aware, but John Breaks Bad News is a TikToker / content creator, podcaster, YouTuber, I don't know, whatever you want to call him. What he does is he literally breaks bad news people. People pay him to break bad news. He'll call up your spouse and be like, hey, this person doesn't want to be with you anymore because you keep leaving pubic hair in the sink or whatever the fuck else be going on.
A lot of hair, bro.
Yeah, a lot of things are going down. So that's his job. So we're going to go ahead and check out some bad news. And the good news is the bad news ain't for us. So, boop. Let's go ahead and check out the first piece of bad news that John's going to break to somebody. Somebody's going to be upset.
Someone is.
Most likely.
Hi, Eric?
Yeah.
This is John from John Breaks Bad News. I have some bad news from Jim for you.
Yeah?
You are just a belly-out, sandal-wearing skank. But Jim loves you.
Oh, I didn't know.
But you are a piece of garbage when a box of donuts hits the table. Also, Jim was just trying to find a new creative way to call you names.
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice brother, as you can tell. I mean, this is personal. This is to the heart.
You guys should battle.
How do you think we should handle it? How do you think we should battle?
So what I would do is I would do like a joust, but I would hang out of your cars with like the jousting poles. And joust each other at 60 miles an hour. See how that goes.
All right. I'll let him know.
All right. All right. I love you.
All right. Love you too.
Bye-bye.
All right. So no one's heart was broken. That's funny because the amount of insults that you and I give each other and the amount of insults that I give to like some of the like the Burt Show youth group members, like the way we talk to each other is crazy.
Yeah, bro. I go in and out with how ridiculous this stuff is, with how like our back and forth. And you're the only one I'm like. I mean, I'm like this with a couple other people, but damn, it gets real. It does.
That's why you're only 5'8". I haven't used that one in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still true.
And you're a bitch. Shut up.
Huh?
Huh?
I'm going to stab the shit out of you. I'm not laughing. I'm psychotic.
Hey.
All right, dude. So we can do one more from John. And we'll go ahead and wrap this up, all right? All right,
cool.
Yeah, shut up.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Told him. He told him who it was. Well, that's not. That doesn't happen often, right?
Like, no. I mean,
so
like,
he must fuck with you. Like, you. Like, I can appreciate that. If you're, like, running with the bit, and if you're really, like, with it, he'll, like, all right, who was this person?
No. For the most part, he will tell you, because they usually give the information, oh, this is coming from so-and-so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Sometimes that does happen.
That's true.
You know, sometimes he does, like, prank calls like that, or, because you and I have listened to John Breaks Bad News before.
Yeah, a couple times.
Where he has actually broken up with people, or roommates wanted to get rid of a roommate.
That's true, yeah. You know what? I'm tripping,
yeah. This is just the funnier side of John Breaks Bad News.
Hello.
Hi, Jeremy. This is John from John Breaks Bad News. I have some bad news from Dr. Packenwood. We gave you the wrong organs on your transplant, and they're going to have to repossess them back. They'll be sending someone before the end of this month, and it might take an extra one or two while they're at it.
Is this really John? Is this really you?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. What do you mean? I'm live right now.
No, it's not. You're full of shit.
I'm live right now.
Cool. Who set you up? Who is it? What doctor?
Dr. Packenwood.
Oh, Dr. Packenwood. Well, good thing I've been lubing my backside. All right. Well,
that's usually how they take the organs out, through there. So.
Well, they put them in through the dick.
Yeah, that's true. But they come out the ass.
Oh, man. Can you tell me who set me up?
Their email address is mayhemandblackmetal@yahoo.com. But they didn't give me their name.
Well, helps. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
No problem.
You have a good day.
All right, I love you.
But, hey, you know what? I love you, too. Can I touch your beard? Can we meet in person?
Yeah.
Can we make, like, a pity video?
Yeah, sure.
Do you mean that?
No. Oh, it's Daniel Guzman.
That son of a bitch! Oh, right on. Now I know who to fuck with. You tell that short little turd I'm coming for him.
Okay. I will.
All right, later, man.
All right, love you. Bye.
Hey, love you. Have a good day.
Bye. Got him to say it twice.
Yeah, I'm sure... I'm sure there won't need to be any ass removal, at, you know, whatever.
He was like, no, you got to put it through the dick.
Yeah, it comes out through the ass.
He's like, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, right? Son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, John did have some bad news, but once again, it wasn't for us.
Oh.
So if you want to check out John Breaks Bad News, it's J-O-N is how you spell his name, John Breaks Bad News, and you can find him pretty much in all the social media platforms, and check him out, because dude is great. I haven't had a chance to check him out live yet when he does it, which I would love to, because that's like, let me grab some popcorn and listen to that. What are you doing?
I'm scratching my belly.
Bro, the face you made while you were doing it, plus I can't see where your hand is. I gotta tell you, the evidence was saying other things. And I feel like your bad news was you were about to, like, explode all over my podcast equipment.
Well, it did feel nice until you interrupted it.
Well, next time, don't close your eyes and say, while moving your arm.
I don't get belly itches very often. It felt nice.
Okay. Well, it was odd. It was just an odd thing to do. Okay, and not to mention, like, my vantage point, it just was not working
it,
out.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I get it. It looked weird.
It did. It
table here, like, and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, what does he do? Because I tried to ignore it, and then you just kept doing it. And I was like, no, I got to say something. This is weird now. He's made this into a thing.
Yeah, he's not stopping. This is going past 3 seconds. All
yeah,
right,
like, what is happening? I need to say something before he finishes. Yo, he's low-key facing me. I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe. The lady say, you need to leave. Oh, my God. If there's anything that you could take from this podcast episode, it's if you look hard enough, you can see the signs, too.
Yeah.
Professionally silly life rules, huh? There you go. A little callback from our first segment. Also, if you could take anything from this episode, Wesley will definitely molest himself while we are on air. He doesn't care.
I don't. All right.
Shout out to the listeners. By the way, I'm joking. He wasn't molesting himself, hopefully. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. They are, though. I love your faces and most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate all of you guys. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do me a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review because it'll be very helpful. Also, if you are my friend or family member and you're listening to this right now, please leave me a 5-star written review. I'll give you $5. I probably won't, but you know, I'm saying that right now. Pretend like I'm not lying.
Same thing.
If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, I hope that you enjoyed yourself and you come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. They age pretty well. And don't forget to share a podcast with a friend. If you want to follow DJ Hey Cousin and I, our info is where, DJ Hey Cousin?
In the description or the comment box. What is it called?
Show notes.
Show notes. Yeah, that. Yeah, it's in that.
He's doing so good.
Yeah, thanks.
Listener submissions. Don't forget that you can do that. You can send them in. We read them. Show your silliest stories. Maybe you got some serious ones. I don't know. You need some advice? I don't fucking know. Like, maybe you like to have to decide, like, oh, I have to vomit and shit right now. Which one do I worry about?
Oh, no. There's no bucket here. It's just one thing. Oh, no. What am I going to do?
I think I would just shit into the bucket. I think if that's my choice, I would shit into the bucket and then vomit someplace else.
Ooh.
Like, what option would you take?
Oh,
you got
man.
One bucket, you're coming out of both ends, bro. Gun ahead.
You know, I do want to, oh, man, I kind of want the challenge. I'm like, all right, where I'm going to put this shit if I want to throw up in the toilet?
There is no toilet, bro. The scenario is you have a bucket.
It's a bucket. Okay, I'm going to see, can I switch back and forth between while it's coming out?
Well, now you're just getting shit and vomit all over the fucking place.
Well, I play double there. I know how. I can manage the mess, all right?
I am even sorry I asked you this question. Oh, my God. Never mind. Hey, guys, don't forget, I am going to be posting one of these segments from each episode a little earlier in the week, and I'm going for every Thursday, and so far we have been on that like clockwork for the last month. Yay for me. Yay for us. We're nailing it. The podcast Instagram is at It's Pro Silly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Okay, all that information is down below in the show notes, including our link trees as well. And my P.O. Box.
Hey,
Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. And once again, it's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones.
And your audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin.
Yeah, he's here. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Do not touch must be one of the scariest things to read in Braille.
It's very alarming.
Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana. That's next week in Spanish. Oh, and before I say bye, I do not dislike blind people. That was just a joke. Okay, bye. Yo, people be ready to fucking cancel you for every goddamn thing.
I mean, I guess. I mean, you gotta cross your T's, dot your I's, you know what I mean?
If they only knew what I did behind the scenes when doors are closed and the microphone is not on.
You'd be smacking the shit out of blind folks, bro.
Yeah, I do. Okay, bye. I do not. You know, that might be why I'm not being picked up on any network.